But see, ladies, you got to stick to the fucking issue. You guys take arguments everywhere just to win them. That's why nothing ever gets done. You be arguing about the dishes, baby. Baby, could you wash your dish at least before you put it in the sink?
Premature ejaculator.
Damn it. You know, why you got to bring that up? I don't even believe in that. I don't. If I come, man, it was right on time. That's
good evening, everybody. I hope you're all doing well. Today is a semi-sad day as I ended my term at Hell's Kitchen as a logger. I know. So at least for a few more days, you'll be getting a whole lot more of me, meaning more of my Doommates episodes at dontania.blogspot.com, more random ass movies, more stories, and most likely more podcasts, because my ass will be sitting at home with nothing to do. Fuck that, my ass will be looking for work. We'll be looking for work like crazy, hopefully doing what I was just doing as a logger. Not like Axeman, not like logging, which sounds way more awesome. But still, it was a really fun job, and it sucks that it ended, but at least I got like 3 more weeks out of it than was expected or was actually planned. So that's cool. Today, though, my supervisors took us out to lunch, and it was awesome. We went to the Grove, and we went to the farmer's market, and I grabbed me an awesome-ass pastrami sandwich, which ended up wrecking my stomach later. But still, I don't regret it, because that damn thing was delicious. That was an awesome-ass pastrami sandwich, and it was freshly made. It wasn't like the ones from Subway that I'm used to, where it looks like they went Rodney King on them sons of bitches before they handed it to you. And it was a beautiful-ass day, because the weather people here in Los Angeles have been lying all week long. These bastards have been saying, rain, 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 cloudy, 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 all week long. It didn't rain once. It didn't even sprinkle. It didn't drizzle. It didn't do nothing like they were saying. And every day they just kept pushing it back. They're like, ah, shit, don't look like it's gonna rain. Let's say it's gonna rain tomorrow. And then they push it to tomorrow, then the next day. So this whole entire week was beautiful-ass weather. It was cloudy for a moment, one of the days. But besides that, just beautiful California, Los Angeles weather. And I have no complaints about it. It was really cool. And it was breezy, too. It was nice and breezy. So I could wear my leather jacket, like, a couple of days this week. Yes, I know it's spring and everything, but, you know, I still wear my damn leather jacket. Ask me in July what I'm wearing. You know what I'm going to say? Leather jacket. Thank you. Next question. There's a few things I want to talk about on this episode. I have a follow-up to the Erykah Badu story, which is total bullshit, so I'll be getting that out of the way. I also have a couple of articles I want to read, one about how to get laid, and one how not to get laid, so those should be interesting, and a couple other randomness I want to talk about. One of them, I was talking to a friend, I call her a friend, she's probably like, who the fuck are you? She, I don't know who you is. So, no, I was talking to a, she's actually a female wrestler. Her name is Persephone Vice, and I was talking to her yesterday, and she's fucking hot, and she's fucking awesome, and she's fucking taller than me. I'm 6'1". Yeah, she's taller than me, but she's not like freakish tall. Like, some girls look tall and they look all awkward. She's tall and she looks hot, and she looks like she could hurt me, so I won't ever talk shit about her. But she taught me how to say vagina in Greek, and it sounds way better than vagina, because all the terms for vagina sound like either vulgar or nasty. There's no good way to say penis in any language, by the way, in case you're wondering. Penis in every language sounds horrible. Like, even the word penis sounds horrible. But vagina in Greek, and I'm sure I'm totally butchering the way you're supposed to sell this, is monaki. Tell me monaki doesn't sound hot. Like, hey, baby, let me have a piece of that monaki. That sounds way cuter than any other term for vagina you can think of. I'm sure some people hate hearing the word vagina. That's why I used to just say vajayjay. So I want to thank Persephone Vice for that. Thank you very much for that. And did you hear this story about this dumbass kid where they were doing some experiment in class and his ass got tased? They had this shit up on YouTube and the clip was like only 4 seconds long. But this kid ended up getting his dumbass tased. He had like a cell phone hooked up to him and all these cords and everything going actually into the wall. You know, if you plug anything into the wall, the situation is about to get really, really bad. I don't care what it is. If you have to introduce an electrical outlet into this conversation, something really bad's about to happen. Because I know they have those vibrators that you plug in the walls. It's like, shit, how much power do you need? Do you really want to be the cause of a blackout in your house or apartment because you're trying to get your rocks on? But this kid, his dumbass got tased, and he was knocked unconscious. He has absolutely no recollection of this. So, of course, the teacher was watching. They said that the laughter you hear in the background is the teacher. And I was just like, damn, dude, really? Are we... Oh, man. They already looking for reasons to fire teachers. They're already looking for reasons to let these teachers go. And they just keep finding more and more magical new ways to push this issue even further. To push it even further to teachers being let go. Because teachers doing dumb shit like this, it doesn't look good for the rest of the teachers out there who actually want to teach students. You know, all three of them. Those three teachers who actually give a fuck about children. So when you got these teachers doing shit like this, and I don't know how many times throughout my show's history that I've brought up a story about a dumbass teacher doing something. And they'll continue to find more and more interesting ways to do dumb shit. It'll never get old, and it's always goofy and just stupid as hell to me. Oh, so let me give you the follow-up to that whole Erica Badu story. It says, neo-soul singer Erica Badu faces a disorderly conduct charge for her nude music video shot in downtown Dallas, Dealey Plaza, officials announced Friday. Badu, a Dallas native, performed a walking striptease in front of tourists and pedestrians during the March 13th shoot for Badu's Window Seat music video. The performance ended with the nude Badu acting out, receiving a fatal gunshot to the head at the spot where President John F. Kennedy was assassinated in 1963. Sergeant Warren Mitchell said Friday the decision to cite Badu for disorderly conduct, a misdemeanor punishable by a fine of up to $500, came after witness Ida Espinoza, 32, of Vernon, offered a sworn statement to police Thursday. Espinoza declined to comment to the Associated Press on Friday. Having a fact witness that was there is what led us to file the charges, Mitchell said. After much discussion, we feel that these charges best fit her conduct. She disrobed in a public place without regard to individuals and small children who were close by. Mitchell said the department has had, quote-unquote, people calling from all across the country to express their concern. Mitchell said Badu can either fight the charge or pay the fine. He said a citation would be mailed to the singer. Carla Sims, a spokeswoman for Badu, had no immediate comment Friday. Really, America? This is what we come to? We're going to cite music? You know what? There's people who do naked shit. I live in West Hollywood. There's people who do nasty naked shit all the damn time, and they don't get arrested for this shit. So you have a hot-ass woman like Erica Badu with this magical booty that I didn't know existed, decide to get naked and do all this shit for a music video that we'll probably never really get to see the whole entire thing. I would love to see it uncut and see her ass naked, by the way. It's so, and people are concerned for the children. These fucking kids, like, I don't have enough reason to not like children. They're gonna go around stopping hot-ass women like Erica Badu from stripping butt-ass booty naked and walking down the street. I wish she shot the video in my house. That video would have been 12 hours long because that whole thing would have been in triple slow motion. It would have took you to the 8th hour until you got down to seeing her in her damn drawers by the time I was done editing that music video. Everybody's talking about, oh no, there were tourists and there were children and all this other shit. Oh, shut up. No one gives a damn. Everybody's like, oh no, what's this nudity? What is this? Oh my God, what happened to her clothes? What's going on? She's naked just like every single one of you damn humans listening to this show. And a few horses, because I'm sure some animals have access to my show somehow. I know there's a cow or two listening to the Rosscast. Or maybe a human half hybrid human cow listening to the show. But seriously, we really don't need to concern ourselves with a $500 fine. I'd pay this shit and then shoot another video and be like, fuck you, it's only $500 to get away with this dumb shit. Okay, here you go. Take my ass. Here's more Badu booty for you. But there's really no reason to get that upset and up in arms about it. And once again, everybody's sitting here pretending it's all for the children. It's all for the children. That's all we care about is the children's safety. Because I'm sure a naked-ass black woman is seriously affecting the youth of today. This is another situation where something happens and parents do not want to explain anything to their children. The more that everyone can do to lessen the amount of time parents have to speak to their children is perfect for the parents. Because these parents really do not want to have to sit there and explain what nudity is. They don't want to explain what a titty is, a nipple, a vagina, ass. They don't want to do all that stuff. We just want to let these new generation of super pussified ass children just grow up and just wonder what the hell everything is. Kids won't know nothing. Kids will just grow up not knowing absolutely nothing. And the funny thing is that the less that they know, the more fucked up they're gonna get, because you're gonna have these kids where you're not letting the schools talk to your children about sex or nudity, and then you're sure as fuck not doing it. So then your kid fucks around and ends up getting pregnant when they're like 13, 14 years old. You're just like, wait a second, where were the teachers? Where were the schools? And then the schools are like, where were the parents? Where's the mom and dad explaining this stuff to the children? Where if you stick this in there, all of a sudden another human being will come out. And it'll just be this whole circle of just blame. Meanwhile, there's a goofy-ass young person having a baby with another goofy-ass young person who's likely going to have a child that does the same exact thing, and then the vicious cycle of stupidity and baby making will keep on just continuing. My God, it's enough to give me a headache, but it won't because I'm in a very good mood. I paid rent on time, so I'm feeling fantabulous. Oh, and I want to talk real quick about the whole April Fool's episode. I hope you all enjoyed it. That was Josh Smith from Think Twice Radio and also The Way Up. I post a link on, I think I posted a link to his damn site. If I didn't, I'll have to make sure to post one on this one. But yeah, he came up with the idea for April Fool's joke, and I tried to follow the format for his show. It's an iTunes exclusive, so if you go on iTunes and look up Josh Smith or The Way Up, look him up and you'll be able to find this episode because, or I may, you know what, I'm going to end up posting it on my show as well. I know I'm going to end up posting it on my site on dontania.blogspot.com, just like a small interview I do with my friend Sophia, who soon, hopefully soon, maybe sometime this weekend, I'm going to have on my show. But I ended up interviewing her about art therapy, and it's like a straight up interview, which I never do on my show. You all listen to this show, you see how I talk about shit. There's never straight up. So I tried copying his format and doing like a straight up normal interview, and that shit was difficult. It was so hard for me to just do a straight up interview and not just sit here like an asshat and just babble the way I normally do. So I tried doing that, and I was supposed to have another friend on the show, and she was not able to do it, and I was just like, fuck. So I just had the episode with my friend Sophia, but thankfully it still came out pretty good, came out cool, came out clean. I like that. The sound was kind of iffy at points, but still, you could hear her quite well. So remember to look that up, Think Twice Radio. I'll post a link so everybody can check it out and listen to it on iTunes, because it is a really good, it's a really good episode, and she was really, I want to thank her again for being on my show. So I'm going to take me a quick break. I'm going to play this song from Botany Hill. It's a really awesome fucking song. It's a new song from Botany Hill. I found out about Botany Hill. He's a Canadian MC. I found out about him through Daniel, because they're boys. So I found out about the two of them, and I actually hung out with Botany Hill the day Michael Jackson died. It was me, Daniel, and Botany Hill were supposed to be heading to Santa Monica the day we found out about Michael Jackson dying, and we all headed up to UCLA. And I posted pictures on that. Maybe I'll post a link to that damn blog I wrote about that, where I put video and photos from that crazy-ass Michael Jackson thing where we're all running through the audience and running through the crowd, trying to get to the hospital to find out God knows what. So everybody, I'll be right back in a minute. I'm gonna play this song from Botany Hill. It's called The Road, available for download for free on Zshare. I'll also post a link for that, and I'll talk to you all in a minute.
Yeah, one time for your mind. I took a road trip to Manhattan to make this rap shit happen, because my city is lacking. Pay bills, pay rent, pressure stacking. Working 9-5, but I hardly feel alive. But like Destiny's Child, I survive. Can't wait for my first interview with Vibe, so I can tell my story of how a nigga rose to glory. They ignored me, now they sorry. Now they know me, like my name was Maury. But it's part of the game, spit flames like Calvary. Stay charged like a battery. I went to the Hard Knock Life Academy. Now they all wanna get at me, like I'm an athlete, first round draft pick. And now they ask me for my autograph. A few years back, I was chilling in the backseat. Time went fast, like a camera flash. Now they say I'm brash, but y'all can kiss my ass. Ha ha. It took a while, but worth the wait. Now let's go get them papes. Hit me.
Yeah. We gon' make it. We gon' take it to the top.
Feel yeah. Now pay me.
We gon' make it. We gon' take it to the top.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me that grace and to pray into the sky. I ask the Lord for wings so I can fly. Damn, I can't lie, it's a hard climb. 24/7 on the grind, making ends meet, putting in that studio time. Put my thoughts on paper, build a dream like a skyscraper. I move silently past these fakers. I'm a champion like a Laker. Some sit back, to me this is major. I wanna make sex, tour Europe and Asia. Can't fall back, game sharp like a razor. It's a long road, but my eyes are on the gold. I'm in it to win it like a Russian gymnast. Stay on the low, just handle my business. I kept hustling when they were listening. The underdog, yeah, sorta like Rocky. No matter what they throw at me, they can't stop me.
We gon' make it, we gon' take it to the top.
Yeah,
we
now baby.
We gon' make it, we gon' take it to the top. We gon'
yeah,
take it to the top.
Thing.
We gon' make it, we gon' take it to the top.
Yeah, now pay me.
We gon' make it, we gon' take it to the top.
Yeah, give me that gravy. Had to fall, but I never dropped the ball. Kept on running, now you see it all. Mom's so proud of me. That's a boy on the TV screen. I'm living my dream.
I walk the beat like the New York Beast. Got promoted, now we all having a feast. You try and you fail, fail still try. Kicked around the block, but a hustle can't die. That's my testament. At times you wanna cry. Believe in your dreams, it'll keep you alive. Negative chit chat, nigga, pay it no mind. Cause they don't know what's inside.
We gon' make it, we gon' take it to the top.
Yeah, now pay me.
We gon' make it, we gon' take it to the top.
Yeah, give me that gravy.
We gon' make it, we gon' take it to the top.
Yeah, now pay me.
We gon' make it, we gon' take it to the top.
Yeah, give me that gravy.
Andrea Henry. Damn, I love that song. That song is like automatically becoming one of my favorite songs. I've already listened to the damn thing like 3 times, meaning 3 times in the last like 15 minutes as I was getting ready for my show. I fucking love that song. I love it. I see, this is one of the things that's so funny because I keep on saying this. One thing I love about these Canadian artists, I actually understand everything they're saying. And when I understand what they're saying, it's making sense. It's making me love hip hop again. I've already fell in love with hip hop again after, you know, rediscovering Danio and listening to his stuff and all these different Canadian MCs he's been introducing me to on theoshow.com, TheOshow.com. He's always offering up like free downloads, and I'm not talking about like, you know, one or two songs. He offers up entire albums for free. Dilla Pickles, his Dilla Pickles album is still available for download as well. But you know, check him out. Check out Botany Hill on YouTube as well, because this shit's awesome. Now, as I promised earlier, here's a list. They have all these different lists online, you know, look up how to get laid, how not to get laid. I'm going to start off. This one was written by a guy, and the other article, how not to get laid, is written by a woman. Now, listen to these things this guy says about how to get laid. How to get a woman to like you, even without money. One thing you should realize is that for men, getting laid is a job and a hard one. For girls, getting laid is a choice. I've always believed that, by the way. Women's choice is twofold. They decide if they want to get laid first, and even more selectively, they determine who to do it with. So until you pass those two criteria for a woman, you don't stand a chance of getting any soon. One of the most important lessons is to know a man, how to do your chore of getting laid. You will be more successful in getting dates with your desired woman when you have mastered the karma of dating. You will need to learn the woman's psyche, read the signs, and know how to counter negative ones. Pretend if you have to, lie through your teeth, and most times, and simply look like an angel's reincarnate. Things we do for love. Never make excuses for your needs as a man. One of the biggest mistakes men make is that they approach a woman all right, but they're so scared to broach the subject of sex. Most women just translate this to mean that a guy is just a good friend and not interested in her sexually. When this happens, as you may know, the game is usually over. Tell me about it. Well, you know it will never happen. A woman needs to know from the word go that your interest is in her is not to get her to be a bosom buddy, escort the games, or bodyguard. You will need to at least give the signs you're interested in her intimately. It does not matter when you will both decide to get in bed, but as long as it is known that you will have to do it at some point, and then things are clearer. Gain her trust, and after time, she is down with it. Another important thing for a man is never make excuses for your manly needs. You need not come out like a moron demanding sex on your first date. As time progresses, she will develop trust in you. Falling in love, things start working. But truth be told, you will need to learn patience. Any decent girl will have to play you out long enough to find out if you are genuine or fake. If you outlive this time test, usually things engage in autopilot, and a woman will have generated enough momentum on her own to brace the next level of events in your relationship. Now, some of this stuff, most of this stuff is actually kind of true. But as most people know, I'm done with the whole dating and all this other shit. I've been shutting down my best as I can, and I have been failing at some point, but I've really been trying to shut down when I'm even attracted to a woman. Like, if I see a good looking girl, I'm like, man, that girl's cute, shut it down. My brain automatically goes into like a shutdown mode. And I appreciate it because, yeah, as I mentioned before, my brain's just done. I'm totally done the party on this whole thing, on relationships and all that shit. It's nice to look at, but then I have to stop my brain after a certain point. Now, here's a list made by women. It is on this Jezebel.com site. It's a guide's guide to not getting it on. And this is compiled from different women, like in magazines and such, just different ways that women have listed as to, like, how not to get laid by a woman. Now, this list is way more funnier than the other list I read. And these are things I wonder if women really do say this stuff. I'm sure they do. Okay. Don't preemptively tell me you have a small penis. Don't drop the N-bomb during a discussion on the walk back to your place. Don't ever say to me, your breasts don't look like the ones in my magazines. Don't call it my junk or any pet names when asking me to touch it. Oh, God. In fact, don't ask me to touch it. I know you want me to touch it. I will do so when and if I want to. If we're in a public place, I do not want to. Oh, my God. Are dudes really asking girls to touch themselves? The whole girl masturbating thing doesn't do anything for me. Seeing girls masturbate just makes me tilt my head to the side like somebody just blew a whistle and I'm a dog or something. Like, it's girls masturbate. I don't understand how you girls get off by masturbating the way you do. It just looks like you're scratching a record really fast to me. Another thing they wrote, don't text me on the Tuesday night after midnight saying, I could totally eat your puss right now if you're interested. I'm not. Don't lick my face. I get flashbacks from Silence of the Lambs. Don't tell me you and your wife have an arrangement. Unless you can provide a signed, notarized affidavit to that effect, I don't believe you. And if you can, see the previous answer. Don't ask me if my friend might be interested in a threesome. See, I was just talking about this because on that Tiger Woods thing, he asked that porn chick he was dating. So I guess it depends on what type of woman you're seeing. I don't care if you and your friend are interested in a threesome. Telling me how hard you are. Telling me how hard you're going to fuck me is only hot when we are A, naked, and B, on the verge of fucking. In a well-lit bar in front of our 10 colleagues at a work event, it's presumptuous and gross. Don't keep offering to buy me more alcohol to work the odds when I've indicated a desire to leave. The odds are that I will drink your damn alcohol and still not want to have sex with you. Don't try to guilt me in anything. You're not my mother and you don't have her skills. Don't offer to saran wrap my genitals to eat me out because you're scared of disease. You should be. You probably have one, but we both know it's not from eating a lot of pussy. Oh my God. Munake! Don't ask. Oh my God. I'm seriously wondering if dudes have tried this stuff. Don't ask if it's okay to fuck me up the ass because you don't have condoms and are quote unquote scared of getting me pregnant. End up with a booty baby. Don't hit on my friends first. Yeah, I saw that. Don't use a stupid euphemism for fucking. If the Bloodhound Gang used it in a song, it should not be called that if you're trying to actually get laid. Never ever utter the word motorboat or attempt to do a motorboat. For anybody who doesn't know what a motorboat is, it's pretty much when you put your head between the girl's boobs and just go. I don't know how that does not get girls hot. Are girls really not interested in motorboating? Now, I like this female list as well. I'm sure if I looked even further online, I'd find some more guys' lists that are more honest. But this woman's list seems pretty damn honest. And it's really funny that, you know, there's some men out there that are this damn straightforward because I'm not one of them. I am not a straightforward guy in that regard. In other things, I am. In some aspects of my life, I'm very straightforward and I'll just say what the fuck I need to say. But some of this stuff, I'm just like this, especially stuff concerning women or relationships, I am not that straightforward and I will not just say shit like that, like, hey, babe, wanna fuck? I won't just say that. It'll take me months to get to that point. Expect the first 2 months to be a whole lot of, like, handshakes and shit because I'm not a fast mover. I'm slow as shit, honestly. And now that all that shit's done, I'm actually very, very slow. So go figure. So I hope you all like this list. Comment, you know, leave a message, whatever. I've been getting a shitload more downloads, and I'm going to assume it's because Josh Smith at The Way Up and ThinkTwiceRadio.com has put some kind of link to the site or something. I'm also going to thank my friend Sophia for letting me do that episode with her where she spoke about art therapy. Once again, I will be having her on my damn show very soon so we can talk about all that good stuff. I want to thank Hazel for spreading the word about my show in Ireland because I got more listeners in Ireland now. Got more listeners in Texas, you know. I'm going to thank Lucha Doll and Sophia for that. I've been getting more downloads in the Midwest now. I'm going to thank Alex for that. Been getting some in Buffalo. Been getting some in just all over the just random ass places. In California, I've been getting a ton of downloads from places I don't even know. It's really strange and it's really awesome. And I hope y'all just continue to spread the word. Either tell them about my Podomatic site, which I'll post a link for, or tell them about my Dontania.blogspot.com site, or follow me on Twitter. Twitter.com/season_premiere, where you can see me just write random ass nonsense. I don't be tweeting like crazy like some people be doing. I go in the burst of tweets where I'll just tweet a whole bunch of shit at once and I'm just done for the rest of the day, because that's what I do. So everybody, I hope you have an awesome ass weekend. I'll be doing a Doommates tomorrow morning, so that should be really fun. I'll be doing the Doommates. I'll be probably posting another episode sometime this weekend and just writing random ass stories. So everybody, take care, have fun, thanks again for listening, and Rockets.
I'm concerned I can't come fast enough. I'm sick of being vilified all the time. David, how could you? How could you come? I was fucking.